Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Wanted to get to this real quick because yesterday we talked about this woman who she got stuck in a porta potty, remember, and it got tipped over. She was
yes.
at a concert.
Oh my gosh, it was so disgusting.
Man,
hearing what she went through.
Yeah, that's exactly right. She had to
go. The actual things that she went through.
We were just at Luke Bryan and it was like flooding, and I couldn't imagine, you know, what that would be like. Well, then this lady gets stuck in the luggage compartment of a bus.
What?
You know those, like, they put all the luggage underneath?
Yeah, underneath, like the Greyhound buses, they put it underneath.
Yeah, she got stuck in that thing. Listen to this.
Have you ever seen a bus get pulled over like this? My God. She was on the bus earlier. She had a drum, and then somehow, at some point, maybe when we stopped in Connecticut, she got into the bottom of the bus where they store the luggage. For some reason, she got trapped there and called the police to say, hey, I'm trapped in this bus, can you please get me out? And that's when they pulled us over. Why would she go in there, and how could she get stuck in there? Because we think she crawled in there, and then they closed the door without even noticing that she was in there, and she was knocking the whole time, I guess. We kind of heard her knocking, right?
Hello?
They just closed the door and didn't even check if anybody was in there.
So this guy's vlogging the whole experience, because the bus gets chased down by the state police and gets pulled over, and the police get on the bus, they're like, we're getting a 911 call from the bus saying someone's stuck. And then someone in the bus is like, we keep hearing this knocking from underneath. The lady was, but then everyone's like, why did you crawl in the luggage compartment? Like, what were you doing in there?
Yeah. What were you doing in there? And then also, I mean, don't they know who's on the bus before? Aren't they supposed to check who got back on the bus?
I don't know if they count like a train, or I don't know how that works, but she's calling 911. They have not released the 911 call yet. I checked because I wanted to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's fine, by the way, other than maybe there's some other things going on. Like, what were you looking for? I just wonder if she was trying to steal something.
That's like, what I was thinking. And was she going through other people's luggage?
Right. And then maybe she wasn't even trying to, you know, get on a bus and go anywhere. She was just trying to get luggage. And then they were like, all right, time to go. Ship it out. And then they close the door. And then it's like, and they fire it up. And then they go down the road. And she's calling 911. And then the guy, but I thought the guy was great. He's like, yeah, we kept hearing this knocking sound. And I'm like, oh, that's the lady underneath the luggage compartment, dude. Like, she's back on the bus. I've never, thank God, I'm so claustrophobic. Even the lady in the porta potty, that would make me scared. They're always really hot, and I don't want to be, like, claustrophobic and all hot, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know. The area underneath the bus doesn't seem that bad, though, honestly.
I think you're kind of stuffed in there, though. You know what I mean?
Well, she stuffed herself in there.
And how long's the bus ride? You don't. What if it's California to Maryland?
Ooh.
I mean, just,
oof.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Well, luckily she had her phone and she could call 911.
Right. And then, because if it's long, then the bottom of the bus becomes a porta potty. Because you got no other choice. I go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Where's the craziest place you've been stuck?
On an elevator.
Ooh, how long?
It wasn't that. It was honestly about like 15 minutes, but it was enough that it had passed that threshold of, wait, am I actually going to get out of here?
Yeah.
And then I started panicking and thinking about how I had to go pee. And yeah, but I did get out.
Well, of course you did. You're here.
Hey, this is actually the ghost of Melanie. The real one died in an elevator.
Everybody's spoiler alert. Melanie gets out of the elevator.
Sensitive topic. I actually died in the elevator.
I was going to take a break and come back, and we were going to tell people if you got out or not, but now that you've spoiled it, Melanie got out of the elevator, everybody. She's okay.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, what do you want first? Good news or bad news? 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. This is an official scientific survey that was put out. They asked men and women. You know, people say, well, what do you want first, the good news or the bad news? I always get nervous when somebody calls me and they're like, all right, good news or bad news? And I'm like,
Brian does this to me all the time.
Oh, you know what?
So
my wife does it to me all the time.
I already know.
If they say that, it's not good and bad. It's bad, bad. One is just less bad.
I usually agree. Yeah, now, you know what is funny? I usually agree that the good is not as good as the bad's bad. You know what I'm saying? The bad's always, it stings a little more than the good raises you up. That's hype.
It's always a good sign, though, when the bad isn't that bad. And you're just like, oh, well, I can't wait to hear the good if that was bad news.
So what do you pick?
I always go with the bad news first. I want to get it out of the way, and then I want to end on a high note.
Okay, Kevin, what do you do?
I'll take the bad news. I think I change it up sometimes. Depends on the situation.
You change it up? You just...
I go good news this time.
All right.
What about you?
Buck, what do you think? I'll tell you my thing.
All right, you go last. I don't play their game. I say, dude, just tell me. Just tell me what's going on.
You make them pick?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
Give me all the info.
So, when... this happened the other day. Someone walked in the office. They're like, all right, good news or bad news? And I was like, go ahead and give me the good news. They gave me the good news, and I walked out of the room afterwards.
That's how you do it.
And it was all good news. I got the last lap. There was no bad news.
I like that style.
I mean, there was, but I just walked out.
I'm going to try that.
Give it a roll. All right, so here's how it breaks down. 57% of people say they want to hear bad news first, then good news. Only 29% would ever want to hear the good news and bad news. But listen to this. Women are more likely than men to want to hear bad news first.
Oh, well, I fit into the study.
I feel like women are a lot better at dealing with bad news. Like, they can make a better plan to adjust. But guys, we get all hung up on bad news. And we're like, forget it. It's over. It's done. Forget it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
But women are like, all right, we can handle this. We can deal with it. It's fine.
Yeah, and then we focus on the good news.
Right. I don't think guys are good at that.
Not us.
Nope.
We hear something bad, and we're like,
it's over. Yeah, it's over. End of the world. Pack it up. Let's get out. Forget it. It's done.
Oh,
it's over.
Guys.
I think it happens when you have kids, too.
Yes,
and it's like,
it does.
All right, we got some bad news. What's the bad news? We're out of diapers. All right, my day's done. I got to go to store and get that. And that's it. That's all I'm going to do today.
Yep.
That's the day. All right, good news or bad news first? Text us, or you can call us. What's your strategy? 800-992-1099. Listen, if you've never tried to get the good news and then run, it's a good strategy. You also get in shape that way, too. You get good news and then you just start running as fast as you can from away
Mark
the people.
Mark looks so good. What's he been doing lately? Well, he's been running away from bad news.
Yeah, I've just been getting good news, really.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Can't stop talking about Luke Combs, even if you wanted to. And, man, that's a good thing. So, Luke Combs, gosh, he's breaking records. You know, we talked the other day, he's got 6 consecutive number one songs.
Yes, he does.
6 in a row.
For good reason, man.
Man, I don't see an end in sight. Mm-hmm. What could that guy put out that won't work?
I know.
Right?
Everything I've heard from this new album is really good.
He could sing the ABCs and I'd still want to download it.
Yep.
Well, now,
seriously,
I'm trying to think how that would sound.
I just love his voice and how it's rough but smooth at the same time. I just love Luke Combs.
His album, This One's For You, has been number one on Billboard's Top Country Albums chart for 44 weeks. Makes the longest running number one album for a male country artist in American history. He just leapfrogged Randy Travis's Always and Forever. The record is Shania Twain, Come On Over, which spent 50 weeks at the top. That was back in 1997.
I had that album.
What was your favorite song off that album?
It was the one where she was on the... I just remember the music video for it. She was on the beach. It was 1997.
Please don't ask the question.
It was 1997.
What was the big one off of that?
I mean, there was a lot. Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
No, that's not
I
the one.
I Feel Like a Woman.
What's the other one? I had it on a mix.
What's the one
CD
she
too?
Did the river dance to? Remember she kind of did the river dance?
That was on the previous album
to
that. That was Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Man, we just took a trip back to the 1900s.
I'm out of this conversation, dog.
But she actually holds the record for 50 weeks, Shania Twain.
Man.
All right. I Feel Like a Woman.
Man, I feel like...
Here's something else really cool. This 3-year-old posted a video. Well, I'm hoping his parents posted a video of him singing Luke Combs' Beer Never Broke My Heart. Luke then shared it. Listen to this. Dude, you know what, though? The thing is that now when I hear the real song, this is all I'm going to think about. Like, we just did it to ourselves. It sort of reminds me of the yodeling kid, but I actually like this one better. The kid who went to the Walmart and yodeled all the time.
Yeah, Mason Ramsey.
So cute.
I love it. I I love it.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, I know everybody's got a story. Everyone's got a story about this. Very uncomfortable. But this just happened here at the radio station. Somebody announced that they were pregnant, having a baby, and everyone was really excited. It's the most awesome thing ever in human history when you can have a baby. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
And Melanie, tell the audience listening what you heard somebody say to this person.
Yeah. Well, so they said to the person, "You are very big for only being that far along."
Yeah.
Whoa.
And you could tell the person was just devastated at that comment.
Yeah.
And then I actually do know the person was devastated because afterwards she
said
very upset. Yeah.
What was that other person think? This was a guy talking to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, guys, we're so stupid.
What
when
a
it comes.
Pig.
When will we learn? When will we?
Never.
Like, anymore, it's all happy and upbeat. It's, you look great. I'm so happy for you. This is amazing. And get out of there after that. Short and sweet.
Well, first make sure they're pregnant. That's the key.
I know.
Then you can make the comments. But
I know.
First, you got to make sure they're pregnant.
Y'all text us if you have any stories about this. Maybe you put your own foot in your mouth. That happens sometimes. Or maybe you were part of it, like they directed it to you. 800-992-1099. We'll get to your calls and texts on the way. I was at a funeral once, and I really shouldn't have been there. It was like a friend of a friend of a cousin of a something. Like I was like, but I got to go. And I went. I was young. I was 18, I think. And this woman was there, and she was sort of a part of the, obviously was part of the family. And she was, like, I thought, pregnant. And we were talking in the corner, and I was like, man, I've got to find, because she was like, yeah. She's like, you know, life just hits you hard sometimes, and you just don't realize it, and this and that, and... And the person was lived a long time. He's an older, very older gentleman.
Yeah.
And which was great. We should all be so lucky to live a great long time,
of
a great
course.
Long life. And I said, you know, we're here celebrating somebody's phenomenal life who touched so many people. And I think to myself, God, this is really poetic. Like, I'm really doing this the right way. I said, and you know, we're also celebrating the future. And we're celebrating a new life that's coming into the world. And as I'm saying it, I'm kind of, my hands are sort of pointing to her, sort of, you know, like,
no.
I'm kind of
to her stomach.
And yeah, right. And
we lose one and we gain another.
Well, that's kind of what my attitude was. Yes.
It is a great sentiment.
I mean, it's doing the whole thing. And she looks at me and she said, I had the baby 6 months ago, and I was like, it's still a reason to celebrate, what I said.
I mean, only 6 months ago, still celebrating a new life.
800-992-1099. It's very uncomfortable, though. It's very uncomfortable.
Did you run?
Well, who's it more uncomfortable for, though, you or her?
Well,
she's not even pregnant.
Of course, I felt terrible. And ever since I learned, I'm glad I learned it at such a young age not to do that anymore. But, yeah, I obviously didn't mean anything like that. But the person here at the station who was talking about, like, they just were trying too hard. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, how'd you get, you know, they were trying to create this funny conversation.
Wow, you're really big for only being so far along.
That was going absolutely nowhere in a hurry.
Mm.
I'm nervous just talking about the other person's conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'll get your calls and texts on the way. I'm having an anxiety attack right now. I cannot believe the texts and the phone calls we're getting of people who have messed up and have said something to a woman who is pregnant, and they were trying to be nice, but it just didn't come across like that. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Brought this up because a woman at the radio station announced she was pregnant. Everyone was really happy. And Melanie sort of caught a conversation where someone was like, wow, I can't believe you're that big that quick.
Yeah.
I think what the person maybe meant, what, you know what, why even try?
No, don't go there.
Just what, Buck, no?
Don't do it.
Don't do it?
As men, let's
you're
just
right.
be quiet.
I looked I over. Actually, Buck was just staring at me with his eyes open, like, you're really going to try it? No, you're right.
I did feel bad for the guy, though, because in all honesty, she had been hiding it. So she was wearing baggier clothing, and then all of a sudden, she was wearing form-fitting stuff, and she had announced it. So I think to him, he goes, man, yesterday you didn't look pregnant. Now you're pregnant. Like, it's surprising.
A text from the 703. I think it's Northern Virginia. I don't know. I think it is. My mom was 7 months along, and my dad told her, while we were in a swimming pool, you look so cute. You look like a little baby hippo.
They are cute, by the way.
Yeah, but
they
even
are cute. That's the crazy thing. No, a baby. Have you ever seen those videos on Facebook of the baby hippo learning to swim?
Yeah.
They are adorable.
Yeah, and baby here isn't the problem. It's the hippo part.
I agree.
That's the issue.
I agree. That is a tough one. Here we go from Samantha. She was pregnant, and they were sitting on the couch, her and the baby daddy. And he says, he looked at her and smiled and said, "You look like a whale." And
okay, that's just all wrong. But I don't even know how to defend him.
But these texts,
is he alive?
I don't want to read. He's missing. He's been missing.
His face is on a milk carton somewhere. Gosh.
But it's like, so when you read, I don't want to read the entire text, obviously, but it's like they're saying this out of love. Is at least that's what the people texting. They try to just say, "Oh, I say that because I love you, because I can say that."
Don't call me a whale or a hippo and say it's out of love. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, too. No. I'm like, I don't know. I will say when my wife was pregnant, which is like all the time.
When is she not pregnant? Yeah, right. For real.
We're actually breaking a record now. It's been 2 years. But I would take pictures of her, and it would embarrass her. And I think that's but I wouldn't show it to anybody, at least not no one in particular, I think. I would just, you know, have it. But it was more just to kind of say, oh, look, I mean, this is how you look now. Isn't this funny? And sometimes
isn't this funny?
Well, sometimes no, but like sometimes
they hate it.
I know. Sometimes she thought it was funny. Other times not. So
no, same thing with my wife. She hated it. I mean, my life was in danger, buddy.
Well, here's the thing, Buck, because you are surrounded by, like, your life is video and video camera. Like, you have all this equipment to, like, really document this process, and your wife hates it.
Oh no! Turn them off. Get out of here.
That's it, Kevin.
My wife loved being pregnant, so she didn't mind the pictures.
Really?
Yeah, she loved it.
See, is she one of those people who just had, it just looked like a basketball was under her shirt?
Yeah, well, it was pretty good, yeah. I mean, but she loved it. She loved taking pictures of herself and wanted me to take pictures. Yeah, she liked it.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's so cute.
That is cool. Yeah. That's cool. Let's get to Morgan real quick. He's been holding on. What do you got, Morgan?
So when I was in college, this was my first semester, and I was going to one of the local state colleges. I had a professor, and she was so nice. She was my biology professor. And, like, the second or third class we had, a 40-year-old woman asked her when her baby was due, and she wasn't pregnant.
Oh.
She had nothing. Yes, and after that, she was so mean, and I felt so bad. Like, the whole class was so embarrassed for this lady. And, I mean, there's nothing we could do about it, but she ended up hating the class for the rest of the semester.
Well, that's bad. You shouldn't be stressed out when you're pregnant. I'm kidding.
And here comes Melanie to make it all better.
Just messing with you. That's awful.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing for her. She was so nice, and after that, she just hated us. She thought we were the worst.
Yeah. Well, you were. You were. It's Lee Bryce and Rumor. 99.5 QI.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Brantley tickets on the way at 7:40. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So we got the Brantley tickets with Michael Ray at 7:40.
Yep.
And then FGL's cash. Playing for that at 8 o'clock this morning.
Back to back chances to win.
All right. This dog loves Cheerios. Okay. I want you to hear this. This dog loves Cheerios, but his owner decided he had had enough Cheerios, and the dog responded, listen.
No more. No. You've had enough Cheerios. Well, I'm... Oh. Hey. Do you want more Cheerios? If I give you more... If I give you... Hey, listen. Catch you. If I give you more Cheerios, will you stop screaming? Okay. Do you want some Cheerios?
That is a dog. Rich, it really gets somewhat demonic there.
If you... No. Someone needs to inform this lady that she actually doesn't have a dog that's a Tasmanian devil.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Come out of there.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, y'all, we're just going to go ahead and take the high road here, okay? Take the high road here. It's 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So we talked about this yesterday. Melanie did some in-depth reporting on Twitter, and she found out that the Marlins were talking smack about the Tampa Bay Rays on Twitter.
What? Oh, yeah.
It got deep.
There's some West Side Story stuff. I mean, there was beef happening.
So we swept them, right? And then they were like, they posted some picture about, oh, this is the third baseman that your third base coach warned you about. Yeah. And then the Rays were like, funny, but post the winning out because we won. Mm-hmm. And then the Rays were like, well, here's the broom we swept you with, whatever, this and that. And then they went savage, the Marlins did, and they said, you are literally the animal that killed Steve Irwin. This is all on Twitter. Okay, this isn't our language or, you know, verbiage. This is what they wrote. And it was like, man, it was dirty. Then they since apologized.
Yeah, but not to the Rays. They have just apologized to Steve Irwin fans.
Right.
Saying, hey, we grew up watching him too, and we apologize for making light of his death.
Which is crazy. And by the way, the Marlins are horrible.
Yeah,
like, horrifically
exactly.
Horrible. Okay.
It's the most anyone's ever talked about them.
Yeah, I know. We should send them a bill for even mentioning this right now. Okay. But I will say, we're going to take the high road on this. There's a new Marlins player, and he just got called up a couple days ago. So obviously his parents were there to watch him play. First game in the big leagues, right? He hits a home run, his third at bat, and they're interviewing his dad while he's at bat. And listen to his dad. Now, listen, we're taking the high road here. We're going to celebrate a great achievement by a Marlins player. And let's send this segment to the Marlins and just say we're taking the high road here. And even though y'all were just nasty and terrible to Rays fans, we're still going to take the high road. So listen to this.
Is this an emotional day for you?
Very, very emotional.
Major League debut. That is unreal. We are blessed. We're grateful. Thank you again.
It really is a great moment.
It is.
I got chills when I heard the ball leave the bat and then his dad starts screaming. That was that. Every dad wants that for their kid, that moment.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, whether it's in sports or business or, you know, whatever, you want that moment. So just throwing it out there, Marlins. We are celebrating one of your players. It was a great moment. We are taking the high road, and I hope the sweep felt good. So,
good luck to your future endeavors.
Yes, yeah. We wish you well in your future endeavors.
No, it's like the company email they send out when someone no longer works here.
Every week.
So-and-so never doesn't work here.
Get them all the time.
Well.
I know, it's crazy. All right, so we'll take the high road on that. And I just thought it was a good moment.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Michael Ray tickets, what we're playing for right now. Tina and Maria, our contestants this morning. Tina, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. Going to give you a category. You have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. Maria, after she does, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one name in that category. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names in that category. All right, here we go with 5 seconds on the clock. Tina, your category is, by the way, Tampa was just named the third most friendly dog city in America.
Yes, and it's believable. There's dogs everywhere around here.
So, Tina, in honor of that, name things that have to do with pets. Go.
The SPCA.
Dog collar.
Sleeve.
A leash.
Dog food.
Cat litter.
Doggy daycare.
Cat box.
Toenail clippers.
Cat litter liner.
A dog bowl.
Grass that they poop on.
A kennel.
Grooming brush.
A fence.
Dog treat.
Dog park.
Dog bottle.
Flea soap.
Bows for their hair.
Doctor.
Dog bones.
License.
A cat toy.
Catnip.
Cat poop.
Cat urine.
Cat poop.
A litter box.
That has already been said.
I thought so.
That's what happens when the game gets so long and it's like, repeat's coming. You can almost feel it.
Yep.
Congrats.
Maria, that means you are the winner today.
Thank you.
Enjoy the tickets, Brantley and Michael Ray. Tina, we'll do it again tomorrow at 7:40, okay?
Thank you.
Usually I have things to add on. But here's the thing. You could have said ferret, parrot.
Oh, all the other pets. Lizard.
Yeah, lizard. Iguana.
Tarantula.
Fish.
Scorpion.
Japanese fighter fish.
Yeah, whatever you're into.
You could have gone on and on and on. What other pets? 800-992-1099. Text us now.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, so this guy goes into the hospital. It's 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Guy goes in the hospital for what they call a routine procedure, an abdominal procedure, okay? It's like, oh, all right, cool. Wish him the best. Everything will be fine. He wakes up, and he has mistakenly had a circumcision.
Mistakenly.
This is a huge mistake. Maybe one of the biggest mistakes ever. This story has gotten so outrageous. It's all the late night shows are now talking about this.
A British man has been awarded over $24,000 after he went to a hospital for a bladder procedure and was accidentally circumcised. This news first reported by an anonymous tip.
Like I said, it's making the rounds on all the late night shows.
So many jokes.
Well, okay. Yeah, and I know what everybody's laughing at in that clip, and that's fine. But what I'm going crazy about that clip is he only got $24,000.
$24,000.
I mean, obviously, I don't have this part, and I don't know. But, I mean, $24,000 sounds like an awfully low amount to remove a piece of my skin or body.
Well, just do the wrong. They're just doing the wrong thing. They're just doing the wrong thing anyway.
But doesn't it make it worse that it's that certain part?
Yes, it does.
$24,000. I think this guy should have got $1 million at least.
I feel like hospitals hand out millions of dollars all the time in malpractice. Like, I feel like it's just like a standard.
Well, yeah.
Apparently they hand out circumcisions too. Like, it's nothing.
Well, I'm just saying, like, why couldn't he have just said, listen, y'all need to come with a better number and just start negotiating? I mean, I don't understand. I think the hospital would have been like, well, we don't want this to get out. Now it's too late. It's out. I feel like he's going to go back in for some more money because this isn't a reversible situation.
He should, yeah.
This is
permanent.
Reversible.
No, irreversible. Not coming back. It's not like a lizard's tail that grows back.
That's not
what this is.
This happens all the time in hospitals. They do the wrong arm or leg, or in this case, worst case scenario.
Worst case. This could have been worse. Barely. Could have been worse. But all right, so text us 800-992-1099. How much should he have gotten? Or maybe was there another thing he could have negotiated? I don't even know what that would be, but I'm just saying. Y'all are very creative out there. We read your texts all morning, and usually we just go, whoa, okay, anyway, all right, didn't think of that. Good
easily,
one.
It's got to be over $1 million.
I think so. Accidental circumcision, $24,000. Was it right or wrong? Should it be more money? What are your thoughts? 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
That is new Miranda Lambert. It all comes out in the wash. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Okay, community first, right? Community first. Then we have fun second. We're going to get to Nutbags north of Florida in a minute. But first, community first. There's a woman on hold, and she's got to tell us a quick story. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Sydney. I listen to 99.5 since I was, like, 12 years old. My dog went missing yesterday. Sorry, I might cry. My dog went missing yesterday, and we've just been, like, trying everything to get her back, and we were wondering if you guys could, like, post something on the radio saying, like, hey, like, this dog, like, she's gone, and there's like a whole team of people out there looking for her.
What kind? I'm so sorry to hear about your dog. What kind of dog was it, so people know what to look for and where?
She's an 11-pound Yorkie Shih Tzu. She's just a tiny little thing.
Okay, and what area was she lost?
The New Tampa Wesley Chapel area. It's like kind of like around State Road 56. That was the last place she was seen.
Okay, what color's the dog?
She's black with a little bit of gray. She has a white belly and kind of tan and black ears.
Okay, small dog, about 11 pounds. And what's the closest road where she ran to?
State Road 56.
Okay, State Road 56, Wesley Chapel area, right?
Yes, sir.
We love dogs.
Yes.
And all we want is for you to find your dog. So we're going to do everything we can.
She is my pride and joy. I've had her for like 8 years. And like I said, she's just a small little thing. Heart. She's probably terrified wherever she is or whoever she's with. But if someone has her, if they could just bring her back.
All right. Community first, y'all. Community first. Be on the lookout. You can text us. Get on our Facebook page. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yeah, you really wouldn't get that. Get on social media. It's all about how crazy people are in Florida. But there are nutbags north of Florida. This is where we focus on them.
Favorite.
Let's go to Kansas.
Okay.
All right. Well, there was two people, and they broke into a house. The cops showed up, and, well, they took off. They started running through the woods. The woods turned a little bit more remote, and then there was a big creek.
Oh, we're not in Kansas anymore.
It appears they weren't. One of the guys had a plan. His name was Eric, and his plan was to jump in the creek, cover himself in mud,
yeah,
and just hide in the creek bed.
Lose the scent.
Well, here's the thing. You may go, gosh, this sounds familiar. Do you remember the movie Predator?
Yes.
When they had to do that to hide from the Predator.
Yes.
And guess what? It worked.
Yep.
But that was back in the 1900s. And that don't work no more.
Uh-oh.
He was captured quickly. And the police even took a picture of him covered in the mud to share with the world, saying, covering yourself in mud doesn't work for hiding from the police.
Love it.
And
man was arrested. The other guy was found, too. A little ways away. All right, Michigan. Two people broke into the International Academy High School, right? And they decided, you know those floor scrubbers that you can kind of ride on? Where they use
this always looks so fun. They polish the floors.
These two guys, yeah, they're great. They decided to create a floor scrubber derby, smashing into walls. They actually drove into the band room, running over band equipment, did thousands of dollars worth of damage. So it was actually $1,200 worth of damage just in the band room alone.
That sounds so fun, though.
They're on surveillance. But here's what's crazy. In one of the surveillance pictures, they stopped the derby. They pulled out booze and started guzzling it in front of the camera. Even crazier, they are on the loose and were never captured.
Do we know them?
I don't know them.
I want to know them.
Listen, they know how to have a good time, but you can't damage school stuff. I'm sorry. You can go buy some of these floor scrubbers. You can finally get them on probably Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or something, and just do this in your garage. You don't have to hurt the school stuff up. So anyway, there is a reward being offered for the floor scrubber bandits. Those are nutbags north of Florida.
The school looks clean, though.
The school, I'll tell you, the school.
The floors have never looked better.
Aside from the band room, the school looks really good. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay Lightning have made a very important offseason acquisition. They have added a puppy.
Oh, a puppy.
And, of course, his name is Bolt, as it should be.
So cute.
He's a yellow lab, and he spent the past 4 months, he's been at a puppy academy, Southeastern Guide Dogs, and so he's going to be a really special dog, because while he's going to be a team ambassador, he's also going to be a service dog.
Oh, so cool.
And he's hanging around the team now. They're giving him a bunch of snacks, and he's also learned to chase a puck on ice and loves doing it. So he will be retired from the ice after 1 year, but he'll still be the team dog. So you'll see him at a lot of events. be a community ambassador, but he's going to be a service dog too. He's going to help people as well. So
I love this, and I can't wait to go to a game and see Bolt running around on the ice chasing the puck. How cute.
The Lightning have him all over Instagram and Twitter. He has his own IG and Twitter. He currently weighs 28 pounds. And he's less than 24 inches tall, so he's a little meatball right now. But he's got those big old paws like Labs do. He's going to be a big boy. So welcome, Bolt, to Tampa Bay.
Welcome.
The newest member of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.